And this city has far more litter today than it did a month ago. And I think anyone that denies that is denying reality. They also create human waste. Anyone who camps, anyone who sleeps, is creating human waste. And since now homeless people are allowed to sleep and camp in public, not here at City Hall, I'll point out, but anywhere else in public, except for city parks, they're creating human waste. And the photos and the videos that I get sent that are shared on social media that are taken in real time are shocking, truly shocking. So there's a profound public health concern here as well. Third, I don't see how this is a good policy for tourism. Our downtown is thriving, and I think we all take pride in that fact. We have people from all over the world that are coming here. It is simply not good for tourism to have this be the image of Austin that people are seeing, that we are trying to effectively emulate the policies that we've seen in cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle and Honolulu. I'm here tonight carrying the voices of the people who have signed our petition. I'm asking you, I guess at the August 22nd meeting, to undo this policy. This is not a solution to the problem. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes. I have a couple of questions for Mr. Kumiko. Yeah. Good evening. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
You brought up tonight and then several times I've seen or heard saying you can camp anywhere, not at City Hall, and then just now, and not at city parks, but also not at libraries or recreation centers or at the Capitol or at the governor's mansion. Are you aware of that?
Not aware of those locations, no. I'm aware that private property, city parks, and City Hall were exempt. I was not aware of those additional exemptions.
It's not an exemption. It's just city facilities generally that have curfews, like libraries and parks and the Capitol and the governor's mansion.
Okay.
So can you commit to making sure that you spread that information accurately?
Absolutely.
Thank you for that commitment. When you bring up that there's going to be more human waste, I still don't quite understand how it is that ticketing or arresting someone for merely being outside reduces homelessness and therefore reduces human waste from folks if they don't have a bathroom to go to, or how that reduces violence. And so I really hope that we don't conflate those things, and I just don't understand and still haven't seen how it is that recriminalizing those behaviors is going to reduce the violence that you pointed out or reduce the health issue that you've pointed out.
Sure, can I respond to that? So on the waste issue, what I would say is that the difference is now this is happening in public. It's happening on sidewalks. It's happening in, you know.
Where was it happening before? Inside their homes they don't have?
Well, it's happening wherever they congregate. A lot of times it happens in under overpasses, under bridges. These are not.
So where was it happening in June?
Pardon me?
So where was it happening in June?
What I'm saying is if you walk through downtown now or in other neighborhoods, it's now becoming a problem for citizens who are walking to school, walking their dog, walking in their neighborhood to an extent that it wasn't before.
Where were folks going to the bathroom in June?
If you're asking me like where do homeless people congregate in this city?
No, I'm not asking you that question. You said that there's more human waste and that it's causing a health issue.
Right.
Where were you going to the bathroom in June?
What I'm saying is that it is now in public, and it's basically something that we cannot avoid. It's unavoidable now.
It was unavoidable in June. Thank you. It was unavoidable in June.
We'll have a difference of opinion about that, and that's fine. Now you asked about violence.
Hold on, but you never answered my first question. So
I don't even know that I understand the question.
You said
you're asking
me.
One
at a time.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm from Austin. I've been here since 1984. How about you?
Stay here.
Okay.
Okay, I'll turn it down.
Sure.